Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Arba'asa, the 14th chapter in the Hilchas Trumas, the laws of Trumas, and the Ram Maseves Ram. We continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding doubts and Tuma as they relate to mixtures of Truma. As Ram begins Halacha Alf regarding when there's a mixture of two different species. If you have Chamishim Te'enosh Shcheres, 50 black figs, Ve'chamishim Labanis, and 50 white ones. Shanaf L'Teichon Te'ena Achas Truma, which in that 100, but 50 and 50, fell one fig of Truma. So it depends. Haish Levan, if that fig was white, Hashchairus Mutaris, the black ones are permitted, but Levan is Medumais, and the white ones are going to be a problem about Dimua, because there you have, the white ones have less than 100 to 1. They only have 50 to 1, because the black ones do not assist to the white ones to nullify the Sa Truma that fell in, because they're permitted, because they're considered different species, which doesn't have the same halacha as 100 to 1. Haysa shchaira, let's say the one that fell in was black. Hashchaira is medabais. Then you have a forbidden mixture of the black ones, which again, we're only considering the black with the black. Balavan is mutaris, and the white ones, therefore, since they don't assist, and they're permitted, so you're only going to have 50 to 1 of the black. Now, let's say vimin, you do him shchaira haysim levan. Let's say you don't know the fig that fell in if it was black or white, so that is all included in the suffix. Okay, then then you could use a ratio of 100 to 1 from all of them together, because since they're all in this doubt of the Isser, they will assist each other to nullify the one fig that fell in. But let's say Yodah Mehoisa Acha Shanafla B'Shachach, let's say you did know which one it was after fell in, but then you forgot, then they're Rekulim Adumaz, and actually they're all going to be forbidden as Dimua, because if you knew, then it was forbidden. Now, you don't know which one it is, so they're all including the problem of Dimua, and therefore they're all going to be forbidden in this fig of Truman that fell in. Halacha Gimel, so too, a cake, a round cake of pressed figs. And you have these bricks of pressed figs. So you've been making these round cakes or these square bricks. Similar halacha, where they fell in either a round cake or a square brick of truma, shal truma l'teicham. Now, you do it, malbin hoya igula. Now, you don't know if it was the brick one or the circular one. So here, the circle are going to help and assist to the brick ones. And it's going to be nullification 101 from them all, again, because they're all included in the suffix. Let's say there's round cakes, but there's different sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, these round cakes of pressed figs that were big and small. That into them fell a round cake of pressed figs. Then you do him gadol hayim katan. You don't know if it was big or small. Sariyim malin. So they're going to nullify and elevate. Beim minyan, beim mishkal. You could use either one, whether with number or whether with weight. Kitzad as Rambam explains haso. So it depends. Nafal igul lemeya igulin gadol mitan. Let's say one round cake fell into 100 round cakes that are there are some small, some are big. Sariyim I say katan nafal. A small one fell in. And you'll take out one of the small ones, and it's nullified in that 100 of all those round cakes. Now, let's say, however, nafal igul tich arboim igulim. Let's say a round cake fell into actually only 40 round cakes. Now, but, although that's not 100 to 1, but mehem esrim igul, from them there's 20 round cakes, that a mishkol kol echad arba litrin, that the weight of each one of those 20 ones have a weight of 4 litra. Now, umehem esrim igul. Now, from them, there's 20 round cakes. The mishkal kol echad litra, the weight of each one of them is only 1 litra. Chayilu mishkal hakol mei litrin ve'echad, since the weight of all of them together is a weight of 101, if you do the math. Now, harinu, I'm cutting off. I'm going to say what fell in was a small cake. Ah, and that's only litra. Umagbi'ech megitan, it's going to be nullified in the ratio of 101 of weight. And then, umagbi'ech megitan, you'll take out one of the small ones, and then it's going to be nullified. Halacha gimel, the Rambam continues v'akimach v'aseilus, he says, however, regular flour and fine flour, ain't starf and halas truma, they don't combine to nullify truma. Again, these are considered separate entities, and if they don't combine, like the black and the white figs, like the round cakes and the square blocks of the pressed figs, it has to be the same thing to combine to nullify the truma. Look, the Dadram continues regarding a mixture of truma that's either blended or that's not blended. And that is sa shalchitim, a sa of wheat, shenafla al pi magura shalchitim. Magura is the place where they store the wheat. So you have a saw of wheat that fell onto the opening of the store bin of wheat. So Eimisham Oisa Be'achanameya. So we're not going to evaluate the saw of truma wheat that fell into that whole storage bin of wheat to nullify with a ratio of 100 to 1, meaning to include all the wheat that's in the bottom of that storage bin. The reason for that is She'imisham El Nivla Truma Machun. We only evaluate the nullification with it all only if the truma got mixed with the chulun. Or you don't know exactly where the truma fell. Here, you know it's there on the top. So v'ketzah yasa, what should you do? You look at the truma as if it's wheat on barley, where it's different entities. So you separate the truma itself that fell on top of the storage bin with some of the chulin that fell onto it. Like when you take off wheat from barley, that these are separate things. You want to make sure you get all the wheat out, not to mix with the barley. You take off a little bit from the barley. That's what you do here in this case of the saw of chit that fell on top of the magura of chit. Halacha hey, shtei kupois, two boxes, or shtei maguras, or two of these storage bins. Shenafle truma l'teichachas, and the truma fell into one of them, and v'nevlal, it got blended in. Now ve'en yidu leiz menafle, you don't know which one it fell into. So imhoi shtei maguras b'vayzach. Let's say there was two of these storage bins in one house. Harei l'mitzarfes, they're both going to combine, and v'tala be'echad meim and akoil, and it's going to be nullified in a ratio of 101 from them all. Kilo hoi shtei maguras, as if they were both one storage bin. Now the storage bins are much bigger, so they both have to be in the same house, even though they're two separate ones, but since the doubt is you don't know which one it is, they're both going to be used to combine. Whereas if HaKupa is mitzarfes, the boxes which are smaller and movable, they're going to combine. You don't know which one they fell into, and therefore even if one's in this house, one's in another house, since it's very easy to gather them to be in one house, we view it as if it's in one house, and therefore it's going to be combined to nullify. But if the two boxes were in two different cities, then in Mustafa, then they're not going to combine to nullify the truma that fell in. Now, the kitzin malas saw shenafla. How does one elevate this saw that fell in, which we don't know which box or which container fell into? So, although we say it's batel, but you have to remove to give to the kahanim, how does one remove it in this case? So, in this case, if you want to go ahead and take from one of the two for both of them, so mal, you can take from one of them. But if you want to take half of the saw from this one, half a saw from the other box, mala, you could elevate it that way too. Kadim maleim tein shechulin. Another case, jugs that are filled with figs of chulin. Shadaris litra tein mishal truma. That someone pressed in a litra of figs of truma. Befikat achad mehem in the opening of the jug of one of them. Now ve'eni do'ezi, they don't know which jug they pressed in some of that truma figs into. So if there was 101 jugs, so that 100 to 1 ratio is going to nullify. And what you do is you take one of the jugs and you sell that to the kain. So litra, except for that litra of truma that was pressed in, which is belonged to the kainim. And the rest are going to be permitted. But if let's say there was less than 100 jugs, hapumin kula medumai. So we actually say the lip of all the jugs are all a forbidden of mixture of dimur, but vashalai mutar. The bottoms of the jugs are going to be permitted, and that's actually why the bottom of the jugs don't assist to nullify, and therefore you have to have 100 of the mouths of all that. It has to be 100 jugs, because there's much more than 100 of the truma if you consider the bottoms of the jugs, but now we're only considering what's on the top. And if you have to have 100 of jugs, which are the other chulin lips that would nullify this one, but since we have less than 100, all the lips are going to be forbidden, because of that suffix of the truma that we know is in one of the lips of one of the jugs. Halacha zayin. Chinim drasal pi kaveres. So too, let's say you press in the truma figs onto the opening of kaveres, literally means say a beehive, but it's like a container that's shaped like that, or a pi igul on the opening of a round cake of figs. The ein yidu ezehu drasal pi igul. You don't know who's the one that pressed it onto the round cake. Now, the ein yidu mitzvayin b'dramin. You don't know, is it in the northern part or the southern part? V'loy eze eagle, you don't know which cake of pressed figs was pressed into. So roim oisim kilehim prudes. So you view them, you see them, as if they're separate. In other words, as if it's all that it's separated, and therefore, v'talafi ha-mishkal. We're going to go based on the weight. And that is, im yesh b'choli gulin mei litrin, if you have an all the round cakes, 100 litra, tala, it's going to nullify. V'hu sheyesh b'chol igul mehen yes al shnei litrin. So although that You can view as if the mouths are mixed with the bottoms and they're all in the suffik dimur, and they're going to combine the bottoms with the top because you don't know anywhere where it is, which one it is, and which part it is. So you see them as if they're all separated, and therefore you could see them as all mixed together. You're going to go based on the weight. If you have 100 of the weight of all of them together to nullify, but there's an important stipulation, but every single one of those round cakes, since they are all recognizable on their own, you have to have that each one of the round cakes has at least enough to nullify this doubtful truma, which we don't know which round cake it was put into, at least have a biblical majority. Then we'll combine for the rabbinical of 101 with all the round cakes together with the weight. So therefore, you have to have at least b'chol igul mehen yes ashnei litrin, more than 2 litra, k'desha tiftal ha-truma, so that you nullify the 1 litra of truma in the majority. Because the doubtful truma will then be nullified in the majority of the chulin. So as long as you have that, then we'll go for the laws of 101 with all those round cakes together. Halacha ches, the Ram continues regarding a mixture that it's not clear if you have the truma inside of it. Hatruma, regarding truma, so vado eitzu b'meya, definitive truma, that, as we've said before, it makes it prohibited up until a mixture of 100. Usfeka, let's say you have suffik truma, eitzu b'chamishim, that's going to make a problem of a ratio up until 50, but vein lahetel el b'roiv, but it's only going to be permitted when you make it into majority, as the Ram is going to explain. Now, v'mo yibi eitzu b'chamishim, but let's say this doubtful truma got mixed into something that's more than a ratio of 50, then you don't have to make a majority. As Ram explains, as some have this actually as the next halacha tes, ketzad, as Ram explains all these three cases. How so? So te'ina achas truma, if you have one fig of truma, shenafla tisha matisha, that fell into 99 of chulun, v'haremeya kayomen, and you have all the 100 over here, and like we said, one of them is definitively truma, hakal asalzam, it's all for benefit of nakam, kamesh ram, like we explained in halacha alf. Some have halacha tests over here, but this is the second case. Nafla achas mechamishim, or the girsa is as if one falls into 50. And again, this was the suffix truma. Va'av the achas menakoil, and now one of them got lost from them all. Shema achas menachul, nisha avda, maybe it's one of the chulim that got lost. Oy achas shenafla isha avda, maybe the one that got lost is the one that fell in. So this is a suffix. That's what we said with suffik is regarding the case of 50. So they're all going to be forbidden. But it does go based on 50. But they're all going to be forbidden until you increase chulin from another place. Which, like we said, until 50, you need to have a majority. And then you'll add on 51 figs more than the rest. And then you'll have a majority. Then it's going to be permitted. But let's say you have one of the truma that fell into 51, one of them gets lost. So now again, although generally you have to have 100, but now it's a situation of doubt. Oh, and it was 51, not into 50. Then huta shal azarm, then the rest becomes permitted to nankan, because since there's a doubt over here, maybe that the one that got lost was the truma, there we say it's enough with 51, and we don't need to have 101. Halacha yod, the Ram continues regarding dimua, regarding other matanais and that of hektish. So if you have a sub truma, shenafla pachas mimeya meiser rishon, where it fell into less than 100, because again, if it would be 100, it would nullify, but it fell into less than 100, but what did it fall into? Not of chulin, of meiser rishon shleinit trumasai, which the Levi, he gets his meiser rishon, but his trumas meiser was not separated from it. So that's not permitted, or else it's like real like chulin. Ola meiser chain of hektish shleinit, where it fell into the second tithe, which also permitted like chulin, and hektish, but they weren't redeemed. The nidma kol, and now it's all one mixture because it's less than 100 of these entities. So in the ma'aserishin naflo. So if it's a case that we fell into the ma'aserishin, so first you karashim l'trumas ma'aser. So first you designate from that ma'aserishin trumas ma'aser. And the imach akol kam, then you sell it all to kehanim. Where because since it is have a mixture of forbidden truman here, because it doesn't have a ratio of 100 to 1, it's forbidden to non kehanim. So you sell it, you get the proceeds because it does belong to the Levi. You sell it all to Kanim. Again, obviously, besides the value of the Truma that fell into it, and it made Truma's Meister Shemayin, also from the value of the Truma's Meister, which you have to separate, which also belongs to the Kain. Then the Meister Shein, the Hektish, let's say it fell into the Meister Shein or the Hektish. Harelu you padu, so first you have to redeem it, and then it'll become like Chulun, both the Meister Shein and the Hektish. And the Machul Kain, you fell to sell to the Kain, because again, it had less than a ratio of 101, Again, chutz mei truma, except for the value of truma that had fell into it. Lochi Rav Yom continues regarding a mixture now adding on the variable of tuma. Sa truma tameya. If there's a sa of truma that's tamei, shenafel apachis mei chulin that fell into less than 100 of chulin. Oy ma'aserishin or of ma'aserishin. Or my sashenu, or the second type, or hektish, bein tamei, bein tar, whether the tamei or tar, but halbin nidma, since it's dimur, it's a forbidden mixture, because what it's falling into has less than 100 correlating to the truma. So hakol ke truma tamei, shasu bachil hakol. So now it's all like the truma, which is tamei truma, which is forbidden to be eaten for everyone. Zarm can never eat truma, and kam cannot eat either when it's tamei. So baharikol also lightem. So it's all forbidden forever. Manichim I said shirukavu, so you leave it until it decomposes, until it deteriorates. Now, when do we say this? Only something that's not normally eaten raw, so we have to be concerned someone's going to eat it. But something that's normally eaten raw, you shouldn't leave it over there. Someone might stumble and eat from it, and it's a forbidden mixture. You should burn it all, like the way you burn and you consume truma that became tamei. There's a saw of truma that's tar. That fell into less than 100 of chulin, that is tame. So it's all a problem about timur because you didn't have a ratio of 100 of the chulin to nullify the truma. So you macha kol kahanim, so you sell it all to the kahanim, as we always do by timur. Chutz mit truma, except for the value of the truma. Now, v'koyin oichem aduma zeh klois. The koyin will eat this mixture as roasted grain in the fire. Why? Because we don't want him to mix any liquid, which would then make the food susceptible to truma, because we don't want the truma to become tame. Because food items cannot become tamei until it first has one of the seven liquids touching it to make it tamei. So though it's mixed with the chulin that's tamei, but it's not going to contaminate the truma. So we all consider it as truma l'chumra because of the mixture, but it's not going to make a cause a problem to the truma. So one way is roasting it. Or you could knead it, you can make flour out of it, but with fruit juices, which does not make it susceptible to tuma, because only certain liquids, seven types of liquids, Yad Shach Adam, which is an acronym that does not include fruit juices. And again, the reason is Kadesh Lay Titma Hatruma Shabbat, so that the truma that's inside of it should not become tame. And how would it come tame? Tame, from the chulin that's tame. Oh, Yolish Meduma Zeb Pachas Megbeh. Or you could even knead it with one of the seven liquids, like water, that would make it tame. But you mix this mixture, Pachas Megbeh, less than an egg size. Shein Oichel Tame, Metama Oichel Acher, because the food item that you have in here, the chulin that's tame, cannot be Metama another food item, which is the truma inside of it, Achi Gebeh, until it's the size of an egg. Or another option is chalak meduma zeh. You divide this mixture pachas mekabeya b'chalisa less than the egg size into every dough. Kadesh leitit matruma shabais again that the truma that's inside will not become tamei because you don't have an egg size of the tamei a chulin in one place. Halachi gimel sa truma tameya a sa of truma that's tamei shenafel lemei chulin time that fell into 100 which you do have nullification of chulin that is tahar. Which was not susceptible to tuma, so thereby did not make the truma tame when it fell in. V'chein also saw truma tayra. Let's say you have the other way. You have truma that's tar. Shenaf lemei chulin tameyin that fell into 100. So you do have the nullification. And regarding truma tara, here the other way around, the chulin is tame and the truma is tar. So tala be'echad mei. So yeah, it's going to be nullified in 100 to 1. V'te'achel could be eaten by even non kahanim, but it has to be eaten kloyes, like we said, roasted grain, so that the truma does not become Tamei, again, be it as it may, whichever one is the one that's Tamei, whether the Truma Tamei or was the Chulin Tamei, depending on the two cases. So you eat it roasted grain, like Tilish Bin Mepes, again, or you need it in fruit juices, like Pachas Mekabe, or less than an egg at a time. And the Rambam explains, She'en Asa Shanaf Lihya Asa Atzma Shalasa, because the saw that was taken out is not the saw itself that fell in, and that's why you could just remove that and actually eat that saw, meaning that you're taking out, because of we're saying that we're not concerned to say that, oh, that one has to be burnt. So although you have to give it to the kayin, but again, you could eat that too. We're not concerned for that, oh, this is that's forbidden, like truma that's tameya. We don't say, oh, this is the saw of truma tameya that fell in. We don't say that, and we just make sure to eat it in a state of not making it all susceptible to tuma. Halachi dalad, saw truma tameya, a saw of truma that's tamei, shenaf lameya saw shal truma tahira that fell into 100 saw, which has nullification, of truma that's tar. So actually, batel b'miut, we say that truma that's tameya is batel in the minority of 100 to 1, and then v'oichel ha'kol b'tar, you eat all in the state of tahara. Like we mentioned this idea just before, it's like you don't have truma that's tameya. Now, v'mnafel apachas meir, it fell in less than 100. Yenecha kol hatshikar, you have to leave it all until it decomposes again because it's not nullified. And you have trumat tameh, which cannot be eaten. So the whole thing has to be left to decompose. Halachat hazvav, the Rambam continues regarding a mixture of two boxes. Shtei kupas, two boxes. Shenafel asa shel truma l'teich achzman. Asa, a measurement of truma, falls into one of these two boxes. V'noidleiz min nafel, you know which one it fell into. V'achach nafel asa shnia. And then a second measurement of truma falls in. Now, this time, in you do leizim and nafla. Now, this time, you don't know which box it fell into. Aymen, we say, l'makam shenafla rishon nafla shni, we say, wherever it fell into, which you knew, which it fell in the first time, that's where it fell in the second time. Why? Because we suspend the problem in the one that was already problematic, so we say it fell into the first one. Let's say, however, nafla saw rishon l'teich achesman. Let's say the first saw fell into one of them, v'in you do leizim and nafla. This case was the inverse. The first time around, you didn't know which one it fell into. Then again, the second time a mistake happens, and the saw of truma falls into a second time, and this time a is menafla. This time you know which box it fell into. This time you don't say, "Oh, the place where the second one fell in, that's where the first one fell in." Rather, we can say both are problematic because it's only when we knew the first one that we say the second one's like that. But when we know the second one, that does not define the falling of the first one, which came before, that we didn't know what happened. Look at the zayin. There was two boxes. One was tam and one was tar. The nafla sashal truma l'achman and the sub truma falls into one of them, and you do l'ezi, you don't know which one it is. Again, we tell in kakola b'makulka, we say that, oh, it must have fell into the tummy one, and that's the one that's going to be a problematic, but the tahar one is going to remain tahar, and we're not going to say that the truma one fell into that one. Halach itzayin, shtei kupas, two boxes. Achas truma tahara, v'achas shachun tmein. One is truma, but it's tahar. One is chun, but it's tummy. Nafla sa truma tar l'teich achzman. Now a sub truma that tar fell into one of them. Oyim l'teich shal truma nafla. We say that the truma fell into the truma one, albeit that that's tame. So v'chulun ya'achlu b'tahara ka truma. So the chulun one will be eaten in a state of purity, like truma, because we suspend that the truma, the one that fell into the tame one, obviously we're going to treat that as all truma tameya. But the chulun one will remain chulun, but you have to eat in a state of purity like truma. Now the reason for that is because we didn't say the truma of truma nafla. Only when it's going to be a loss, we're going to say the chulun one is going to be forbidden to be eaten. But regarding this, to be careful regarding tahara, which no loss, we are concerned that maybe the truma one maybe fell into the chulun, and then we have to eat all of it as a state of tahara, because or else you might be eating truma in tuma saguf. You're going to be eating it in the state of truma. Halach itchas nafla sa truma temeya. Let's say there is. In this case, unlike the previous one, which the truma was tahira, here you have a saw of truma that's tameh that falls into teich achzman to one of them. Okay, so when we say the teich truma nafla, it definitely fell into the truma one that was tameh, and here you have truma tameya falling in. But again, v'chulun yachul klois, the chulun have to be eaten as roasted grain, which the next words begins parentheses of many texts because it seems redundant. But tahara in the state of purity, k'truma gedoyla like truma gedoyla halacha yates. Saw truma tameya, a sub truma that's tamei, shenafla teich achzman, that fell into one of them. Oyim, we say l'teich truma nafla, that fell into the truma one, as we said before. V'vachulin yachul klois, the chulin should be eaten roasted grain, end of parentheses. Ayilisha b'mei peiris. Or, again, two options are either that the chulin eaten roasted grain, ayilisha b'mei peiris, or again, or you need it with fruit juice, again, that should not become susceptible to them, in case the truma did fall into the chulin one, although we suspend and we say that, we're going to say that, so it shouldn't call it lost to the chulin, that it fell into the truma one. Halacha chaf, shtei kupas, two boxes. Achas shel truma tameya. One's truma that's tameh. V'achas shel chulun tar, and one's chulun that's tar. V'nafla sa shel truma tahara l'teich achzman, and now a sub truma tahara fell into one of them. So and we say, l'teich truma nafla, it fell into the truma one, and thus that's going to be tameh. V'chulun yachal klois, and again, the chulun one could be eaten roasted grain. Halacha falf, nafla sa shel truma tameya l'teich achzman. Let's say a sub truma that's tameh fell into one of them. So, shtei asuris, they're both going to be forbidden. Why? Why is this different? Shesveg truma tamei asur, because a doubt regarding truma that's tamei, that's forbidden. Shesveg amaduma mutter, it's only a doubt of forbidden mixture that's permitted. What's the difference? Nesha isa truma tamei manatar, because the prohibition of truma that's tamei, that's a biblical prohibition, and therefore we treat it stringently. Isa amaduma mdebrain, but the prohibition about forbidden mixtures, which we had been speaking about, that's rabbinically. Based on the principle we explained, the halachas of forbidden food items. In other words, regarding if it's the same species, which the Rambam explains about in the 15th chapter in Hilchos Machos Asuras, and therefore that's why there's going to be a differentiation between if you have a suffix of Truma Temeya, in contrast, a suffix of Meduma, which that's a rabbinic iser, and hence that's why we say that the halachas of 100 to 1, which is rabbinic, that's a halacha that we're going to be lenient, whereas regarding that of a suffix Truma Temeya that falls into one of them, that's going to be a biblical iser, and therefore we go suffix deraisa l'chumrah.